The following is a special presentation of the Spectrum 23.9.
Hello, guys. It's me, DJ Grammy, right here on Spectrum 23.9. So I'm actually using a different mic because we actually have three guests in the studio tonight for Amplifying Voices. The main guest, of course, is Will the Thrill. We also have DJ Andrew, who's actually guest producing. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday, May 3rd. One day away from Star Wars Day. So how was your week, Will?
It has been pretty good so far.
So I hear that you have a crazy story to tell us.
Yes. So basically, this is a story that happened on Monday. Basically, it's the story of how I had my first time at the ER, which, for those that don't know what the ER is, it's basically the emergency room at a hospital. Specifically, the one I went to was Parkview on I-69. So the reason why I went there is because on Monday, when I was at the ICE house, my day was pretty normal until I suddenly started dealing with shortness of breath and fatigue, and it went like that for quite a while, and I realized, like, this is so uncommon for me that it kind of just freaked me out. So I ended up calling my dad, basically saying, hey, could you pick me up? This could be something serious in my mind, or it wouldn't be. I just wanted to make sure. So we went to the hospital basically to just test if there weren't any heart problems or anything like that, because my dad himself has had heart issues in the past. He even has a defibrillator. So we just wanted to make sure there wasn't any sort of family history involved with that, which thankfully there was nothing wrong in terms of, like, my heart. So what we assumed happened, which is pretty rare if it's just random, is I just ended up suffering from an anxiety attack, which is a pretty common thing for people to experience every once in a while. So I guess it was just so uncommon for me that my panic that was kind of stacked on top of it made it worse. And because of that, I ended up getting sick from it from Tuesday and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, which was the last day, I just pretty much had low energy, but was good enough to get back into karate.
That's definitely good, Will. Definitely to exercise, caution, rather than not listening to your body. Because, so how long were you in the hospital for then?
Just for about, like, a couple hours. I was there from, I think I arrived there sometime around 1 o'clock, and then I stayed there until somewhere around 4:30. So it was pretty quick. All they really did was just do an x-ray and a blood test. So they did put a needle in my arm, and I actually got to see the blood come out through the tubes. Okay. Which is it's pretty cool to see when you look at
it. When it comes to that, I do not like needles, so I have to look the other way.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. I don't like needles either, Andrew. our pre-show meeting, which only took place like 5 minutes before we went on air, Will was preluding to, like the special, like, mark on his arm, and I thought where he was going was that, he just, recently gave, blood at BioLife, which, I
am actually curious, what is, you call it BioLine?
BioLife.
It's a place up there on Illinois Road. You can donate your blood.
Ah.
Or you can get plasma.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
Because that's why I have high blood pressure, so I can't do it.
Yeah. Recently, haven't been in a hospital before, so, so, I mean, that's definitely
I have.
Like, like a first for me.
I've been in there for 4 days.
Like, Will, do you mind if we go around the room and ask, like, about hospital stories? You know.
Sure, you're more than welcome to share some.
Okay, all right. Because, I mean, in that way, it doesn't, because that way, like, you're not the only one that, went through this, scenario. Like, for anyone with autism, I mean, it can be very, very anxiety.
Yeah, see, I had to get my gallbladder taken out, and that was scary.
I think I have heard that my mom once had something similar to that.
See, I had conus stones. Why didn't you know, like the stones? They had to take those out, and then they had to take my gallbladder out.
You're fine.
Okay.
Keep talking.
I wanted to go home so bad. I was so scared. I had to go through 2 surgeries. It was a nightmare.
How old were you when this happened?
This happened just recently.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I was at Ruthven Hospital. I touched John about that story. I wasn't, they had to rush me to the hospital. I almost died.
Oof.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
It was about to spur and pop.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. So I remember, and I was really definitely freaked out. Now this was at a time when I wasn't living in Fort Wayne, but it happened, I think, during Christmas break, when I was, living in another small Indiana town. I had gotten, tubes put in my ears, by my ear, nose, and throat doctor, because I suffered a lot from ear infections. And one night, again, it was like, I think, and it was snowing, one of those Indiana winters everyone loves. But yeah, it was snowing and, I felt something like gooey come out of my ears. And I promise, Andrew, this is not gonna be graphic. At least not too graphic. But I felt my ear, and I instantly almost freaked out. I was like, "Mom, there's blood coming out of my ears!" Like it wasn't like gushing or anything like that.
Okay.
but there was. My mom took me to the ER doctor, and I waited like in the ER for like 2 hours, and we found out, I think, later on, maybe after that winter, because we came back to Fort Wayne in preparation to move back here, and we saw the orthodontist's teeth. the ear, nose, and throat doctor. The ear, nose, and throat doctor told me that that what had happened is that the result of that was because one of the tubes were ready to come out of my ear. Oh. So I guess normally, like if you get tubes, in your ears, like they'll just normally like fall out while you're sleeping or whatever. Cause I mean, like there's, they're almost like probably as small as a kidney stone.
Oh, okay.
So now later on I had to go back to the hospital for an outpatient where they had to forcibly remove the left tube. Because it got plugged up by earwax. So again, I guess the moral of the story is just to make sure everyone keeps their ears cleaned, especially when they go through something like that.
Okay, I'm definitely getting mine clean now.
This whole topic about ear infections kind of reminds me of this one story of mine from I forgot how old I was at the time. Maybe my parents might know because this happened when I used to live in Union Chapel. But basically, there was a time when I had an ear infection, and basically it was just so annoying that pretty much throughout the night, I was actually switching bedrooms just to find some form of comfort to get out yeah. the ear infection.
That's the same thing that happened to me. The same sad thing, yeah.
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 It's
yeah.
painful, man. You have to do something. You can't sweep. You're just moving your head back and forth. And
yeah. 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 What about you, Aaron? Do you have a ER experience or no?
Aaron. Come here.
We can't hear you all the way in the lobby.
Aaron, come to the microphone, please.
What microphone?
Just pick one. Go to John's mic.
Very good. I don't know if I was supposed to speak anyway, but anyway, I was in the room making sure my ears were cleaned. I know for me, like I was swinging on a playground swing, and I jumped probably about 4.5 feet. And I looked down. I was like, well, long story short, my brother was like, hey, watch this. I'm better than you. You know how this goes. And it doesn't go so good. But anyway, though, I went straight up in the air, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to jump yet. So I turned around, grabbed onto the swing. Grabbed onto the swing and I went straight down. I didn't realize that there was not just grass, but there was a concrete slab. Ooh. And I fractured my right arm entirely. And I was in shock. I think when I came to, I woke up and I was in the ambulance, and I woke up again and I was in the hospital, and then I woke up again. And my brother was right by me. I said, "How long was I out?" He goes, "Aaron, you were asleep for 5 days." And I said, "No, that can't be right. It was yesterday when it happened." And he goes, "No, Aaron, that was 4 days ago." And it took about 2 months for my arm to heal, and it's fully healed now, but I still feel it sometimes when they put the screw in, but I feel fine now. So,
I just have one question to ask you, Aaron, and that is, when you were flying in the sky, did you think that you were Buzz Lightyear reaching for the sky when you were off that swing?
Honestly, I thought I was Superman, but I realized that I am not indestructible, and I realized that there's some guardrails I need to learn.
Yeah,
and one of them was I was not impeccable.
Impeccable?
Yeah.
I think the word Aaron's looking for is invincible.
Invincible.
Oh,
invincible, yes.
Yes, I'm invincible.
Yeah, just like the TV show, Invincible.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, mercy me. Yeah. You know, we might have to continue to host Amplified Voices like this.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
You know, yeah, yeah.
It gets more energized up in here, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, so folks, if you guys are just tuning in, we got Will the Thrill, we got me, DJ Gummy, we got DJ Andrew, and we got South Productions.
Production South.
AKA Aaron. So, yeah. So if you want to, let's throw it down to you guys. Can you top our emergency room, comments? If you have a emergency room, experience, call the station now. So we can hear your experience at 260-710-8925. Once again, 260-710-8925. All right, so should we regroup for a second, or do we want to talk about karate next?
We can maybe take a break for a little bit and just kind of regroup, and then just come back with more topics.
Okay, all right. Well, Amplifying Voices will be back after this. What are you gonna play, DJ Andrew?
The following is a special presentation of the Spectrum 23.9.
Hello, guys. It's me, DJ Grammy, on this Friday, May 3rd. Thank you, DJ Andrew, who is running the board for us tonight, as I can actually, you know, kind of be a co-host with Will the Thrill. We also have, we also have Aaron in the South. Actually,
man. I come from the North, man.
That's not what your t-shirt says. Your t-shirt says South Productions.
Yeah, sorry, you can't be in the North Pole with Santa.
yeah. This is like a reminder while we work out those kinks to make sure that you download our app on Apple and Android. And also, Will, are you joining us at the expo?
Yes, I do believe so. You said that it takes place at
the Coliseum. May 11th from 10 to 3.
And what if we're helping prepare for it, it would be at 9.
Correct. Yes. So, yes. So for those of you who are riding with me, just meet me here at 8:30. I'll pick up Andrew first, and then then we can all carpool. But yes, we got the expo coming, which is very important to kind of progress this further. And for those of you who would like to hear us on a FM station in your car radio, there is a window open now, really between now until the end of the year. So if we don't meet our goal for the expo, we can definitely try again in October. But really from there, it would still be kind of like a few years from us actually going on air. But if we can raise $10,000, that's our goal for the expo. So if you want to join us on Saturday, May 11th at from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, I'm being told actually probably be there for the early hours, because I believe there's a Indiana Tech commencement the same day. So be there early, or you might be battling for parking, even though the parking would still be free. At a certain donation tier, you can pie one of us in the face. I don't know if Will's going to volunteer to be pied in the face or not, but...
I'd be welcome to do it for the community.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. So Will now is adding his name to be pie in the face. So we'll have Dave, we'll have Zach, or we'll have Zach Attack, and we'll have Will. And someone's pointing at Aaron that he should be nominated. I mean, how about? So I'll say, if $10,000 is my goal, would you get pie in the face if we raise $20,000, but on stage?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first. So my goal is $10,000, but Aaron's not get pie. Aaron won't get pie in the face unless if we reach $15,000.
Yo, please donate so we can pie Aaron. Thank you so much.
No, please don't.
Now, just remember, Aaron, that once, and it will happen. It will happen. It may not happen this year, but once we do raise enough money for a station, we're gonna have to raise enough money. We're gonna have to do another fundraiser to raise money for a transmitter. So, but anyway, yeah, we're kind of getting off topic here. So we apologize. But anyway, back to Amplifying Voices, where we're talking to Will the Thrill, who, of course, is always our main guest. We love to have him. Will was a main star a couple weekends ago. You participated in a karate tournament. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And would you like to kind of tell us a little bit from your point of view?
Of course. So the way it went for me is it took place in March. I would say it was 2 weeks ago at Eel River Elementary. It was mainly hosted by my karate group, which was Premier Martial Arts. And basically when I got there, I did two of my main competitions, which were back-to-back in the morning, which was kata and weapons kata. Basically what that is, it's basically forms where you do certain movements to appeal to judges or show kind of like interest to judges. Kind of like, say if you're on like a figure skating team and your goal is to have the best performance out of your other competitors to impress the judges, it's pretty much the same thing when it comes to katas. Now, how we do it can be a little different because it's mostly karate movements, which are all different depending on schools. Then the second thing that we did, which was later in the day, is I did my actual fighting competitions, which were kumite and chambara. And kumite is basically Japanese for sparring. That's basically where you do fist fighting. And the rules of that is you have to be the first person to land a direct hit that the judges see for them to count it as a point. And the first person with 5 points or the most points by 2 minutes will win. And depending on how many people are participating, they'll try to decide who would be eliminated, who moves to fourth, third, second, and first. And then lastly, there is chambara, which is pretty much the same thing and same rules as kumite, but it's just with foam swords. Now, the reason why the second half of my competition was later in the day is because my group, which is the adult black belts, we always start our first half immediately so we can help judge all of the other groups that are there to help them finish their competitions so we can finish ours. So there's usually around a 2 to 3 hour break between our first half and second half of our competitions. But either way, it's pretty nice to be there to compete and also judge kids from other schools.
And that's the thing, you know, that blows me away is that, you know, you're a young 20-year-old, it feels like already has their feet on the ground, I'm just really, really, really proud, of you, Will. So,
thank you.
So, now, although I was not there, we do have someone in the room that can, kind of, give their perspective on how it went. Aaron, come here. Will has a very important question for you.
I'm in the room. Hang on. Okay. What was your question, Will?
So my question to you, Aaron, is what was your opinion when you were there watching my tournament? Not just when I was performing, but when you saw everybody else perform. Like, what were your opinions on it?
Well, it definitely looked intimidating. Especially when the guy was like, "Hey-ya!" And I was like, okay. How close is he gonna get to my face? He was holding these weapons, and I was like, okay, is this silver fang gonna attack? But then I heard some interesting noises, and I was like, what kind of noises were those?
So what you're referring to, they're called ki-eyes. Basically, they're a form of expression. So, which basically, if you're in a situation where you're trying to get attention from somebody to bring help to yourself, then you want to be loud so you can get people's attention. The second thing is key eyes are also a good way to keep you breathing, because if you're doing a lot of high intense movements and you notice that you're not making any noises doing it, it's likely because you're holding your breath. And when your breath gives out, you might get those feelings of when you're like you lose your breath basically, and when you do that, it can freak you out. So when you're just given those hey all that, it can just help you make sure you're keeping your breath in check. Then thirdly, it's a good way to add intensity and power to your strikes, because if you just made this, if you were to throw a punch and you said this, compared to if you did this, ha! Like you would, you would feel the intensity from difference between either one, so that can help generate more power and energy into your movements.
Yeah. John was like, what?
Whoa!
I mean, when you did that, I mean, we literally felt the intensity in this room, didn't we, John? Didn't we, DJ Grammy?
Definitely, we feel the tense.
Yes. You know, and as I said, you definitely don't want to cross Will, you know, in a dark alley. So don't, you know.
Or I guess the best way to say that is don't try to be the one to provoke me in the dark alley. If you're the bad guy and if you're going at me, don't expect me to be soft on you.
Yeah. Well, AKA don't poke the bear.
Yeah. And I will admit that karate itself, it is as much of a mental challenge as it is a physical challenge, because you're always working yourself to your limits. And if you're kind of somebody that's not really used to pushing yourself to your limits, then it can be pretty tough for you in the long term. But we always like to encourage our students to never give up, and if they are struggling, to just not give up again. So,
yes.
But there are days that we do have good days or bad days, and if it does get to a point where the kids do just need like a chance to just breathe or take a break and all that, then we're willing to give it to them, because we're not there to break them. We're just there to push them to challenge themselves. So there are the possibility, if you were to throw a kick and they throw a kick and they throw it under, then yes, it will hurt. But the thing is, compared to if you're just caught up in the moment and your adrenaline is spiking and everything, you're not going to really feel it compared to if it just happened randomly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And actually, question for you, Will. Yeah, have you ever been at a karate practice or a karate tournament? Yeah, where things went wrong, you know, maybe because like a bad tension between two people?
Actually, yeah, there are a couple instances where that can be the case. There are people that can like get into your feelings, or maybe somebody just hits too hard than they meant to. But actually, fun story, this happened somewhere, I believe it was in February, when I came back to competing. It was in Parker City when this happened. Basically, I was in doing a kumite match against a guy, his name was Braden. Basically, at some point, I think I was on my fourth point, which was given to me through basically what they call excessive force from somebody else. So basically, if they're being too excessive with you to where it could like knock you out or something, you would get the point. But I actually, in a way, got the point before they did that. But what happened was, basically, I threw a roundhouse kick, which basically, let's just say, it's a type of kick that goes to the stomach. Basically, I landed that kick, I got the point, then he held on to my kick, he put my foot up high, I was balancing, and then he quite literally takes my foot and shoves me to the floor on the mat.
That did happen to me before.
And as a result of that, one of the judges, he literally went up, and the guy, I think he was like in his like 50s or 60s or something, he was there judging, and the guy was likely in his early 20s like me, and the guy that was judging, he actually shoved him, like, bro, that's not okay. Then the other guy said, hey, what was that, young man? And pretty much I was just on the ground. I was just like, I was completely okay. And I just like stood up, and I was like, I was just like, okay, that was kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the judges did say like, hey, here, turn around. And then I just had my hands behind my back. I was looking away, and the judges just talked to the guy to make sure the situation was resolved, which it was. But the biggest question everybody was asking, there was two things I was asked about it. And that was, the first one is why he didn't get disqualified. Because usually if you do use sportsmanlike behavior, you could end up getting disqualified, which... Yeah. Surprisingly, he didn't, but I mean, I'm not in control of that. But the second thing was how basically the fact that I was kind of like somewhat okay that he shoved me, because I was worried that if he did that to somebody else, then they probably wouldn't have reacted as calmly as I did to the situation. Because if you're rude to somebody else, they would be rude to you, because that's just how humans are. So,
agreed.
But I knew ahead of time that if something did go wrong, then the judges would solve it immediately. So I was just kind of prepared for if something bad were to happen.
Well, that's good. That's good.
My favorite teacher was asking me in high school with Mr. Davis.
I think my favorite teacher was in seventh grade. His name was Mr. McNeese. And he was actually the guy that invented my nickname, which is Will the Thrill, because he always called me a thriller in his class. So huge thanks to him for giving me my, I guess, iconic nickname.
We'll be back for one final segment. We're gonna take you out with a laugh. It's the joke. It's our first joke segment of the season. So I hope you guys are prepared. What do you call bugs in a release of the iOS software?
What?
Applebee's.
Pretty great.
That was pretty great. Well,
all right, hon, you got us a joke, please? Give us a joke. It's your turn.
What do you call a karate master with a burrito?
What?
Well, he is busy, man. He's a busy man.
Oh, that was kind of stupid.
I know. Still working on this project.
Best
okay.
Joke. Best joke. best joke response, Andrew. Best joke response.
Still working on that joke, but you know.
Go ahead, Will. Give us a joke.
All right. While we're on the topic of karate, here's this joke. What do you call a pig that does karate?
A piglet?
I don't know.
A piglet?
A pork chop.
Pork chop. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
That might be the best joke of the night. A pork chop. All right. A girl called her father. Danny, I have a flat tire. Did you call your boyfriend? He didn't answer. Do you have a spare? He didn't answer either.
Oh, I hope that don't offend nobody.
Sorry, guys, we're a little loud here, but yeah.
I hope that don't offend nobody on that one.
No offense, guys. That was very funny.
All right, well, let's continue this streak.
All right, wait, Aaron, don't you want to say anything?
Oh, I just thought of one.
What do you call a? John's like, this is gonna be bad. Okay, what do you call a blue raspberry?
A blue raspberry?
Yeah.
A flute?
That's a sad sight.
That was okay, but
not. Oh, okay, I get it. Blue, because like the color blue could mean sadness. Maybe better luck with the kids if you were to tell them that joke.
Yeah, womp, womp, womp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's this one. I do hope it's good enough to be PG, but this is probably my family's favorite joke. So, what is the cheapest cut of meat?
The cheapest cut of meat.
Deer balls, they're under a buck.
Oh my gosh.
That was a deep one right there.
Hope we don't offend anybody.
Tens everybody, hope we don't offend anybody with these jokes. Thank you so much.
I mean, if you're offended by it, give us a call, 260-710-8925, and please let us know why. All right, did you hear about the perfume manufacturer who closed because they were only breaking even on their products? They said it made no sense to make sense for no sense.
Okay.
That was like a minute, but
okay. Okay. I know that was as good as a, as good as an Aaron joke. Aaron, do you have another joke?
Aaron, make sure you leave a PG, okay?
PG.
I got one.
All right.
Well, we keep going.
Yeah. All right. So the next joke is: did you know that my dad lost his job at the cemetery?
Oh, no.
He buried someone in the wrong hole. It was a... No, wait. I didn't get to the punchline. Okay. He buried someone in the wrong hole. It was a grave mistake.
Okay. That was... Okay, guys. Don't take that offensive, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
That was deep.
All right. Here we go again. Did you hear about the latest James Bond movie where he procrastinates about coloring his hair? It's called Die Another Day.
What? Die Another Day?
Think about it. Die. He's dyeing his hair. How do you spell die? D-Y-E. So Die Another Day.
Oh, die.
Because he's dyeing his hair.
Okay. Any more jokes?
People think grass don't be wet in the morning, but but it do. Well,
I got something close to that. My sister came up with
keep
this.
It PG, Aaron.
My
keep
sister
it
came
PG.
Up with this one. This one's a little bit on the stinky side, but it's gonna be good here. So anyway, my sister looked at my dad, and he looked up in the air, and for whatever reason they heard a sound. Then my sister looks over to the left of him and says, "Did you just fart? Because what you did just blew me away."
Okay, that was.
Truth be told, I have heard like jokes where they're like. That are kind of like pickup lines where it's like, basically if a guy were to say to a girl, like, did you just fart? Because you blew me away. I've heard jokes similar to that.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for my joke?
Yes.
All right. So here's this joke. So scientists got bored after watching the Earth turn. So after 24 hours, they called it a day.
Okay, science.
Wait, what?
After 24 hours, they called it a day.
Okay, so after
24. Oh, I get it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think I have two more jokes, and then I'm out for the night. I didn't know that Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage. I guess his first one was Rocky. And his second one was Rocky too.
Yeah, I get it. That's a good one. It's a boxing joke.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so this is my joke. So I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. Guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
All right, I'm going to round out this joke session with I think my last one. All right, a dragon would never explode, but a dino might.
Ah, I get it. I get it. Okay, this is kind of somewhat of a story one, but 100 years ago, everybody owned horses, and only the rich owned cars, but now everyone owns cars, and only the rich own horses. My, how the stables have turned.
Woo! Yes! Right. Yes, yes. Will the Sprill, everyone. Woo! All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Amplifying Voices. Will and I would like to thank our special guests, Aaron, and also DJ Andrew for handling the producer duties tonight. If you missed any part of this episode, it will be podcasted at some point late tonight or, again, mid-afternoon tomorrow. And we are planning on being back next Friday before the expo. The what?
Some of the stuff would have to be edited.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Some stuff is definitely going to be edited out. But yeah, for myself, DJ Grammy, I want to thank always our special guest, Will the Thrill, for joining us. You know, because really without Will, you know, there wouldn't be a show. So I just want to thank Will the Thrill for being kind of the first part of Amplifying Voices and kind of helping get the show on the road. Will the Thrill, do you have anything that you want to add to leave us on?
I guess the main thing I'll like to say is just hope you all have a good day, and we hope to see you at the expo next week, because we're going to be trying our best to raise more awareness to autism and just any other group that might be there. I mean, I've never been to this expo, but I think it'll be a great thing to kind of reach out to a bigger community.